influence on the American foreign policies. America now has to find a settlement with Iran in order, a settlement with many regimes, even like Syria, in order to tackle Al-Qaeda and tackle really, you see, their own interests, because Al-Qaeda attacking inside European countries, inside America, which is really cause a lot of really of problem for America. In other hand, I must agree that is really there is conflict, ideological conflict between Sunni and Shi'i. But Ayman al-Zawahiri, all Tanzim al-Qaeda, all Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, they make it clear in their own tapes that they are not at war in any way with Iran, or they are not fighting people because they are Shia. They fight American and anybody aligns with them, whether Sunni or Salafis, whether Shia or Kurdish, the way Abu Musab al-Zarqawi say it. Having I said all this, I believe, you see, the American election now, or that, you know, if really Mr. John McCain himself win, there's a possibility of direct war between America and Iran, military one, because he favors military solutions. Whereas we know the Democratic Consolidated parties, they favor, you know, settlement, peaceful solutions if they win. Therefore, that is really the situation we can see it now. The best solution for the problem now is really to have better understanding between Al-Qaeda, we like it, we don't like it, they exist as a player in the region, and other, it's a really people who are anti-American foreign policies or anti-American policy in the region, because America's alliance is really the corrupted regime in the region, and even Israel, and that's why we see them in the time of the Israeli invasion for South Lebanon. Yes, I may agree that is Al-Qaeda condemned 1701 because they don't believe that the foreign forces should be exist in Muslim countries. I don't believe even Hezbollah like it as such, but it was really over their own choice. They have no other choice because of the conspiracy in the region was against Hezbollah. And that's why they have been really accepted 1701, not because out of their own choice. I don't think you say Hezbollah would like to see foreign forces, but if that's the only settlement could be achieved at that time, that's why they accepted. And we see now Hezbollah is an opposition party for many things and have reservation about 1701.
All right, but isn't it interesting, Professor Hadian, that Al-Qaeda and the U.S. administration share the same belief about Iran when it comes to issues regarding Iraq? At times, they seem to even outdo one another when it comes to accusing Iran.
Yeah, that's interesting, but of course they would do it for different reasons. I believe Al-Qaeda is doing it basically because its influence to a large extent has decreased in Iraq, and to a large extent, of course, that's due to the tribal leaders and the Sunnis basically in the north. They have been able to contain the Al-Qaeda's influence. But the U.S. has basically different, it has different reasons for objecting and opposing Iran. U.S., I believe, is very much worried about the infrastructure which Iran has developed inside Iraq. Although, to me, I do not have access to intelligence. Although, to me, I believe that Iran has not used them in practice against the Americans or the Iraqi forces. But these are, as a potential, they are there. And they can be used both as a deterrent, as a deterrence against the U.S., and also as a retaliation in case if there is attack by the U.S. So U.S. is worried about this infrastructure there, and they know that Iran has great influence, basically not only in Iraq, but rather in a larger Muslim world, and they try to tackle the issue mostly and predominantly inside Iraq, and they feel that okay, that would be a good excuse basically to attack Iran now verbally, and who knows, potentially and possibly in the future non-verbally as well.
Mr. Al-Haj, we've talked about unity in this program. We've talked about what Iraq's neighbors can do to save Iraq and all of that. But why haven't Iraq's Arab neighbors, in your opinion, been forthcoming in providing political and economic support to the Iraqi government and have chose to perhaps keep silent and stand aside at times?
No, I think that they are doing their best to help Iraq and the Iraqi people. And the neighboring countries are holding conferences, meetings in Kuwait, in Syria, in Jordan, in Cairo, and everywhere in the Arab world. to find out a solution or to find out any kind of
Mr. Al-Haj, with all due respect, there are countries that refuse to open embassies. They refuse to have diplomatic ties with the Iraqi government. I mean, aren't these baby steps when a government is formed?
They are not going to send their ambassadors to Baghdad because of explosions, because insecurity, because the Iraqi people, the normal Iraqi people, are leaving Iraq. They are finding ways to go to Syria, to come to Jordan, and to go to Kuwait or Egypt, for example.
All right, Mr. Al-Haj, what do you make of those countries who do send their ambassadors to Iraq? Do you think they're helping more? What do you make of them?
I think that they are helping Iraq in many ways. It's not only by having diplomatic missions inside Baghdad. They are doing their best to help the Iraqi people. They are receiving floods of Iraqi people coming to their lands. They are supporting them. We are admitting their students in our schools, mm-hmm. and we are supplying them with medicine. And also, we talk to the international community to find out any kind of help to the Iraqi people inside Iraq and outside Iraq.
All right, definitely a long road ahead. Dr. Mousselli, according to Al-Zawahiri, if American forces leave, they will lose everything. And if they stay, they will bleed to death. Do you think that the United States will lose the battle for Iraq no matter what it does? Basically, is this a lose-lose situation at the end of the day?
Most likely it is, and I think the Americans know that it is not possible to them win anymore. As Mr. Hamdan said, that of course Iran today has the main assets in Iraq, and it can fuel up the whole situation and bring it under Iranian influence in a direct way. Or it could bleed. This is the other alternative. If they don't win, then they have to fight all the way. But nonetheless, it is a no-win situation. And this is why I think the U.S. is now in a corner. And I think we may see the way out of the major problems, Iraq, Palestine, and Lebanon, and others, nuclear fight, don't forget it, is a war in the area. And the war will not be something easy. I think it will be a third world war if it is to happen, because of the capacities of the different players in the area, Iran, Israel, the United States, and others. And I think, however, the U.S. does not seem to be on the winning side. Iran is on the winning side. And this is why a lot of Arabs are very hesitant to support the regime in Iraq.
Thank you for those comments. I have to cut you off there once again. Dr. Ahmad Mousselli, thank you for those comments. We are out of time. In Beirut, expert on Islamic movement, Dr. Mousselli. In Beirut on the phone, Sheikh Omar Bakri, also he's an expert on Islamic movement. In Amman, Hamdan Al-Haj, managing editor of Al Dastur newspaper. And here in our Tehran studios with us, Professor Nasser Hadian from Tehran University. Gentlemen, thank you for your views and your comments. As the viewers send us your questions to fourcorners@presstv.ir, we're looking forward to them. Until tomorrow night and another show, goodbye.